Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In keeping with our candidate profiles, joining us now is Stacey Rogers, who is running for governor. On her website, she describes herself as a lifelong Kansan, proud Republican, business owner, and mother. Stacey, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me, John.
So that's all I found on your bio. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? I know you own Eberly.
That's correct.
Eberly Farm. I've done a lot of events out at Eberly, but tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I do own Eberly Farm. That's one of my businesses. I also own Kids Closet Consignment Sales, which runs here in Wichita. But I also own the company nationwide. So I have 28 franchises across the United States.
I did not know that. Yes, my wife and I do consignment sales.
Yeah,
so I'm intimately familiar with consignment sales.
They're great for service to the community, and that's what I love about them. So, yeah, those are my two main businesses.
So with all of that, with, you know, you got consignment, you've got Eberly, which I know they do a lot of events. Why decide to throw your hat into the ring for governor? You must be a glutton for punishment.
Well, you know, 2 years ago in September, I was standing in my living room, and it was the day that Laura Kelly decided that you could change your gender on your driver's license.
I remember that.
Yes. And I, you know, first of all, that issue, plus, I don't know how many times a day you look at your driver's license or you show it to somebody else. It's really one of those things that I thought, our governor is wasting time and taxpayer money on an issue that is really not changing our lives in a beneficial way.
No, and really only affects like 2%.
That's correct.
2%, yeah.
And so I just threw my hands up in the air and said, I'm just going to have to go be governor. I can't take any more of this. And I had never once had a thought about that a day in my life prior. But when I said it out loud, it was just emblazoned on my heart and has stayed there ever since. And so when I started to talk with people around the state, I found out very quickly that the majority of the state feels the same way. They feel like nobody is working for them. Their voice is not heard. Their voice does not matter. And really, it has become my mission to give them their voice back.
Hmm. Well, that leads then into an interesting, because I went on your website, and the second sentence on your website says, the political class in Kansas is terrified, and they should be. You go on to say that you are, quote, sick and tired of watching our state get steamrolled by weak rhinos. I got to agree with you on that one. And that, quote, the uniparty establishment has betrayed conservative voters time again. Can you explain who you're referring to as the political class? You probably throw me into that. And who should be afraid of you?
Yeah. So, you know, when I started this, I got a lot of pushback and was told, you can't do this, Stacey. You're not going to be able to do it. And I think I've proven that differently. You know, I've been told I have the
fastest.
I can't
recall if I ever told you you couldn't. I probably told you it was a long stretch.
Yep,
I doubt I told you you couldn't.
Yes.
Because everybody can.
Yeah. But, you know, I've been told that I have the fastest growing social media platforms of any political candidate in this state. And this last week we hit just under 1.4 million views to my one personal Facebook page, organic, not paid. And that's in the last 90 days. Across all my social media platforms, over 900,000 people are viewing my content a month. And
you should monetize that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, the thing about that is that is telling me that there are a lot of very unhappy people in this state that are looking for something very different. And as I'm talking to them and I say, look, career politicians have been around for a long time, and some are okay, some are not. And what I am encountering is nobody says, I love my career politician. They are ready for a change. And I'm not a politician. By definition, I am now, but I'm not, definitely not a career politician.
I would say you're not a career politician.
That is correct.
You are a politician.
That is correct by definition. But what I am is a frustrated Kansas business owner that's sick and tired of seeing the people of our state get run over by career politicians and the money that backs them. And so
you're kind of a female Donald Trump.
Sure, we can go with that. Hey, it's not a bad thing.
That's kind of the path he tried to run.
That's right. I'm a business person, and I'm definitely, you know, I would consider myself the outsider. I'm grassroots, and I am here to work specifically for the people of this state.
In many ways, you're running almost an anti-establishment campaign. Running as a Republican, the party has set forth specific rules to participate in the debates. Mm-hmm. The first one in January. Will you be signing the pledge that the party has set forth? The deadline, by the way, is Wednesday in order to participate in the first debate in January.
Yes, I am a strong Republican. I believe in our party platform, but I will not be signing that debate pledge. And the reason that I'm not is that it goes against absolutely everything that I'm fighting for. I feel like it is very much a pay-to-play issue at this point, where,
because for those of you who don't know,
right,
there is a financial requirement. You have to have raised X amount of money, and you also do have to pay. You have, mm-hmm, to pledge to, mm-hmm, donate $10,000, I believe.
That's correct. That's one. Those are a couple of the reasons. It was defined to me as, this is how we know who a serious candidate is. And I would challenge that.
I'm assuming that definition came to you from someone at the state level.
That is correct. That is something that I will fight all the way. I think it's very obvious that I'm a serious candidate. You know, I've put over 40,000 miles on my car since December, traveling and looking people in the eye and having conversations. I have been relentless on social media. I have been, you know, at every opportunity that I can, I am out there talking with the people of the state to find out what it is they need, what they are lacking, and how I can serve them.
Well, I've seen you at a lot of events, yep, so you certainly get an A for effort. You can't deny that. We will take a quick break, and then I want to talk policy. We'll talk about some of the core party platform issues and some policy questions. You're listening to Stacey Rogers on The John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Don't forget about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. That third Saturday of every month is a great way. It's their day of action. Great way to get engaged, to make a difference. It's a great way for you to get involved, especially with elections coming up. Great way to get out, help educate voters. You can visit AmericansForProsperity.org and sign up today. And of course, while you're online, you can find out more about our upcoming Cowley County GOP gubernatorial chili feed and forum. All of the gubernatorial candidates will be there. You can find more information on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. We'll be broadcasting it live here on the John Whitmer Show. So KNSS, not necessarily the John Whitmer Show, but you get the gist of it. With us still is one of those candidates who will be with us, Stacey Rogers. Stacey, thank you for sticking around through the break.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excuse me. Let's start with some basic policy platform positions. We'll try and get through as many as we can here. One of the biggest issues, Laura Kelly's signature legislative accomplishment that she's failed to accomplish, Medicaid expansion. I'm assuming that you're not a fan of Medicaid expansion.
No, I'm not. We need to revamp the Medicaid system here in Kansas.
Yeah, I mean, if we could find a Kansas solution, I think. Yes. And I've seen Speaker Hawkins and the Senate President have come up with some ideas. There's got to be ways to do that. Without a $2 billion, $10 billion government solution. What about, coming up again next year in the primaries? We've got the judicial selection amendment. What are your thoughts? Are you a fan of the judicial selection amendment?
Yes, absolutely. That's one of my favorite topics to educate people on, is to explain how we got here, why we're sitting here today, and what we need to do about it. And so many people are they are completely unaware of how we select our Supreme Court.
And how archaic it is, how really undemocratic it is.
Well, and we're the only state in the entire U.S. that does it that way.
Well, it's bad when it's called the Missouri model.
Yeah.
Do you think there's really anything the state can do about property taxes? I mean, I know there's things we could do about income taxes, sales taxes.
Right.
I don't really think there's much we could do about property taxes at the state level, but I'm curious if you do.
Yeah, I've actually been having some conversations with some county commissioners that have some ideas. I don't have that plan fully formed yet, so I can't speak on it fully. But there are some things that we can do at the state level to help that. I think it's going to take a multifaceted approach to fix it and to actually see those property taxes lowered and not harm one group or another in the process. So
a lot of times governors come in and they've got their 100 days. This is what I want to accomplish in my first 100 days. So let's say, you're in there. Here you are. Congratulations. We've just sworn you in. What's your first 100 days?
Yeah, my first 100 days is going to be going through every department with a fine tooth comb and finding out where we have inefficiencies, duplications, out and out fraud in some cases, and to root that out to where we are not taking away value from the things we're providing, but we are being able to cut and slim that budget, our spending. Our spending is a huge, huge issue.
Yeah, I firmly believe that we've got a spending problem, not a revenue problem.
Yeah.
I ask this of all candidates, because I think it's essential that we elect a conservative Republican this fall. Will you support the Republican nominees up and down the ballot, regardless of who the candidate might be? Obviously, you want it to be you, but if it's not you, will you support the inevitable or the ultimate Republican nominee?
Well, so in essence, yes. But I do want to say, I support the Republican platform, but my focus right now is solely on this campaign. So I don't deal in facts, and I deal in what is known. And so that is, I don't want to speculate, and I don't want to put anything out there. So to me, my focus is solely on my campaign and that we are going to get through that primary.
Obviously. Yeah. But if you don't win the primary, you will support whoever the eventual Republican nominee for governor is.
Let's hope.
Let's hope or yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not, if your question is, I'm not running independent, that is the answer to that.
Yeah. And I think that's really what this, because.
Right.
I mean, obviously Dennis Pyle didn't take away enough votes to make the difference, but he took enough votes to make an impact.
Look, the thing is that at the end of the day, as hard as I'm working right now, my goal is, my path is what I'm on right now. And as I'm out there talking with people about what is important to them, I'm encouraging them to be involved in community. I'm encouraging them to get involved in their school boards, their county, their city councils, their county commissioners, and to know who they're electing into their legislature and really understanding what they're doing. And if at the end of the day, that is what's accomplished, is that more people in our communities are active, then I will sleep well for the rest of my life, knowing that I've worked as hard as I possibly could have in this campaign.
Since I mentioned it in the monologue at the beginning of the show, yes. I'm curious if you thought at all about the redistricting idea, and what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I've given a little bit of thought to it, but I really want to see how it's laid out and what the legislature is thinking about. And that would kind of give me a better idea of how, you know, how that's going to play out.
And so. It'll be interesting. I know that the likely it would be if they call a special session.
Yeah.
It would probably be first week or so of November. That would be my guess. And,
right.
You know, right now it's close. We'll see if they go back. Again, thank you for joining us. If folks want more information on your campaign, or if they want to volunteer, they can visit StacyRogers4Kansas.com. And that's FOR. Mm-hmm. And it's KS, not Kansas, correct?
That's correct. Right. You can just Google me.
Or they can, yep, they can just Google you. Well, Stacy, again, I wish you the best of luck.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.